is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. It's a great pleasure to welcome the author of Butler, Selena Zito, the untold story of the near assassination of Donald Trump and the fight for America's heartland. But we're going to America's heartland today. Not Butler, but 1,000 feet below the Keystone State. Selena, a very good day to you. In the Washington Post, you and the senator, 1,000 feet below Pennsylvania, in a coal mine that has AI in it. Who knew these things? First, but there's a photograph of this long corridor where you take a train to the coal face. I sat there and stared at it. It's hard to imagine you're 1,000 feet down. What's it feel like, Selena? Good evening to you.
Good evening. Well, I'm the adventurous sort, and I've always been fascinated by the people that make things, whether it's in a steel plant or underground. So for me, it was a big thrill to go down there. I've gone down before and have always found the experience fascinating. One of the things that, and I hope people read the story in the Washington Post, because they really detail and bring the reader along the entire experience. But, you know, the air in the mine, it has so much filtration in it and so many good things pumped into it that it is better than the air that we breathe above ground. So that's one of the many fascinating things that people find out through the story. When you get there, there's an intensive training that you have to go through. And I talked Senator Dave McCormick into doing this and experiencing this. And he was game for it. So we go through the intensive training experience. Then you go on to an elevator that sort of looks like, if anyone's been to in a hospital freight elevator, basically that's what it looks like. It's big, it's wide, it's pristine. And if you're not expecting it, it's very disjointing because you expect it to be all covered in dirt and mud. And that's not the case. You go, it takes about 2 minutes to go down 1,000 feet. We eventually end up 1,200 feet. Underground. You go through two doors that slide open, sort of like, if anybody's old enough to remember, Get Smart. It's like that experience. And then you immediately get on what's called a man trip. A man trip, if anyone's been to the Jersey Shore, pretty much looks like the tram car. And you hop on there and you head out to what is called the long wall. The long wall is the process that takes the coal out of the coal seam, sort of like in layers, and it's 3 feet wide or 1,000 feet wide and 3 miles long, and it's sort of mesmerizing to watch it. And it takes about 20. Oh, no, it was about 40 minutes to get there. Sometimes you'll pass through a couple states when you're underground. It's really fascinating. You don't really realize it until you see a sign that says, welcome to Ohio or welcome to West Virginia, or if you change counties. And there we met and talked with people that have been working in the mines. Mining is traditionally a generational profession, you know, grandfathers, fathers, grandsons, you know, some of them on that day were working together in the same mine. But what is interesting is that, you know, the expectation is that it's only like high school graduates, right? People didn't go to college. Well, there were three guys down there that I interviewed who had PhDs. And a lot of guys have bachelor's degree, but you could walk out of high school, and if you're willing to work, you can start out making $104,000 and go up to $200,000 a year and be able to have a good life in Western Pennsylvania. That is a lot of money in Western Pennsylvania. It keeps you close to your family, and it keeps you close to your roots, and that's often very important to people who value place in their life.
You were with the Senator Dave McCormick, but also Jimmy Brock, the chairman of Core Natural Resources, who started on a coal face 50 years ago for a summer job. What does he make of the young people coming into coal today? Does he find them inspiring, or is he looking for people always looking for new workers? What is the labor situation down there?
Well, you know, for years, the message coming out of D.C. is coal is dead and we're going to and or we're going to kill your jobs. That's made it difficult to recruit young people. However, that has changed under this new administration, who rolled out coal 2.0 in March, I believe. And this has a lot to do with AI and the data power centers that are being built to facilitate AI, artificial intelligence. They require an abundance of energy. And it's energy that has to be have a strong baseload and be reliable. So those three energy sources are natural gas, which is the dominant energy source, but also coal and nuclear, which are used because they are also very, very reliable base sources. And so coal is becoming a very important part of the AI, but it's also now being used in our defense industry. Coal is also used in steel manufacturing, and President Trump just saved the steel industry when he announced the deal between U.S. Steel and Nippon. So coal is not dead. It's fascinating. And the people that work underground, they love it. They wouldn't do anything else. So it's really interesting to step into the shoes of people's lives that you don't really know what they do and why they do it.
Watching your story from an imaginary point of view, it's a science fiction story. It's as if you're on another planet and you're wearing space suits. You all were suited up and the machines do everything for you, except for you have to run them with AI and very smart people. And from the coal face to the surface, it's very few minutes. And then to a plant to heat or light a home is very few minutes. So what we're looking at is a completely different vision of coal mining than is in the Hollywood movies. There's nothing like this in Hollywood except for sci-fi.
No, and what is, I think, people will learn is that it takes a piece of coal to go from that long wall on the conveyor belt up above the ground to be processed onto a train or a tugboat and to a coal-fired power plant to heat your house. Right. It only takes anywhere from 7 to 10 hours.
Right.
When you go to market that quickly on an energy source that is reliable, it is difficult to dismiss it as important. And as we go forward and need more power, not less power.
Selena Zito writing at the Washington Post about a descent into a mine, a coal mine that's up to date. The book, Butler, The Untold Story of the Near Assassination of Donald Trump and the Fight for America's Heartland, now includes a coal mine 1,200 feet, not 1,000 feet, below Pennsylvania. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.